The President's Press Conference, October 25th, 1951.
Apologize for being late, I hardly ever am. I have no announcements to make, but I'll try to answer questions.
Mr. President, may I ask one? I understand Senator Douglas has submitted to the Bar Association Chicago Bar 8 additional names for screening on those two judgeship vacancies. Have you had any contact with him or discussion on any of them?
No, I haven't. But the Bar Association does not make presidential appointments.
I'm aware of it.
I've heard nothing about it.
Mr. President, referring to the Chicago judgeship, have you any names? Can you say whether you resubmit the names that you have submitted to the Senate? Or
they can't be resubmitted because they've been rejected. I have others under consideration.
Can you tell us who they are?
No, sir. I'll let you know when the time comes.
I mean, there are actually other lawyers you have in mind are on the
I have a great many names under consideration, yes, sir.
Will you make three death appointments on those, sir?
I haven't made up my mind yet. I'll answer that question at a little later date.
Mr. President, possibly looking forward to that date, the Herald Tribune this morning came out to General Eisenhower, and among the people who commented favorably on this fact was Jake Harvey of Chicago. Want to get a comment on that?
Jake was of the same frame of mind in 1948, if I remember correctly.
Mr. President, pushing that one step forward, you suppose Jake will change his mind like he did in 48?
I think Jake's a Democrat.
Mr. President,
Oh, I've had plenty of suggestions, but no, because the committee will not meet until October the 31st. I'm not ready to make any suggestions. It may not be necessary for me to make any.
Whether you would favor a chairman coming from the south or west or from the outpost
state? When I get ready to make the announcement on that, I'll tell you about it.
Mr. Brown, I was a little unclear. You said it may not be necessary for you to make any recommendations?
The committee may come up with somebody that I'll approve. Well, I've been studying the matter for a long time, ever since Mr. Taylor resigned. And I found that nearly all the great nations are represented at the State of Vatican City. And I finally came to the conclusion that the cause of peace and would be served by our having a representative at Vatican City.
There has been some criticism of the fact that the appointment was put in at the very last day of the session. Would you really say
the only reason why that is done? Because I wasn't ready to put it in before.
Mr. President, could you tell us why you chose to make it an ambassador rather than a personal representative?
Because I wanted an ambassador there, May. That's my choice.
There are quite a few differences.
That's my choice.
Which follow from the ambassadorship.
I say that that's my choice, May. Nobody else.
Mr. President, you're quite a lifelong Baptist and familiar with the church. Now, I was just wondering, do you think this appointment in any way would conflict with our own doctrine of separation of church and state?
It certainly would not, Tony.
That is a principal criticism I've heard.
Oh, well, you hear all kinds of criticism, Tony. I want to get it all off the chest and then we'll argue it out.
Mr. President, I believe this would be slightly non-controversial. Would you approve, sir, of the creation of a national Rochambeau Road Commission to stake out the line of march of Rochambeau and Revolution?
What in the world is the interest of your paper in Rochambeau? I don't know anything about it. I haven't given it any thought or any study. And I don't even know where he went.
Mr. President, I'm the Democratic chairman there. I want to get it clear. Did you mean that you will not make any suggestion until after the committee had a prize coming up?
I didn't say that. I said the committee wouldn't meet till October the 31st. And I have the matter under consideration. That's possible. That's entirely possible.
Mr. President, there's been a number of viable moves voted for Andy Edwards is
perfectly capable of being chairman. She came over and told me the day before yesterday that she didn't want to be chairman.
Mr. President, has anyone else said they didn't want to be chairman?
Well, no one else yet has had an opportunity. Yes, a long time ago, I told him that there might be a change and I'd like to consider him, and he would not, under any consideration, want it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what did you mean by India's opportunity?
What's that?
What did you mean by India Edwards' opportunity? Did she have an opportunity to have...
She came in and told me that she did not want to be chairman. A lot of people were pushing her for chairman, and she did not want the job. Does that make it clear, ma'am?
No, sir. I understood you to say that no one else had an opportunity to say they didn't want it.
That's correct,
except
she came in for the purpose of telling me that. Except the long time ago conversation that I referred to.
Was that John Sullivan that he'd asked about?
Yes. I'd forgotten that. What's that?
How long ago that might have been?
Oh, it was when this conversation first started.
Mr. President, there have also been some trial balloons on behalf of Mike DeSalle.
Well, I can name you about 30 on which there have been trial balloons. I have no comment to make on any of them.
We should try it.
That's all right. You're perfectly liberty to try. He just came in to pay a personal call and pay his respects.
Mr. President, are you feeling hopeful, or is there any reason to feel hopeful about the progress of the Iranian talks?
Yes, I am hopeful. They're making some progress.
Is there anything further you could tell us about?
I can't tell you anything further.
Mr. President, the other day, an amendment from Wisconsin came out and said that you had expressed yourself in favor of the elimination of Mr. McCarthy in Wisconsin.
I have no comment to make on that talk.
But I wondered, aside from that, whether you as a Democrat feel that it would be a mistake for Democrats to enter and vote for the Republican party.
It would, surely. I'm never in favor of that. I believe in a two-party system.
Mr. President, would this government be willing to mediate the Egyptian-British dispute?
I have no comment to make on that.
General Vandenberg said that we have a plan to make the airplane go to Russia. Hearing a large on that.
I have no comment on it.
Mr. President, is Frank McKinney of Indiana one of those mentioned?
He's been suggested. He's one of the 30 I was telling you about.
Mr. President, would you care to comment directly upon the Herald Tribune's espousal of General Eisenhower?
Oh, no. That newspaper has a right to do whatever it pleases, just as every other newspaper has. And they've certainly picked a fine man for their candidate.
Mr. President, has the Denver Park one stirred up more hullabaloo than you expected?
No, not as much.
Mr. President, your
religious now, but we've got a text before the general, 7 visions.
That's his privilege. I hope you saw Crockett's cartoon today.
Mr. President, I assume from what you say that Paul Fitzpatrick didn't call on you to say he didn't want to be counted.
It was not discussed.
Is he on the list of 30 people, sir?
I can't comment on that. I told you about McKinney, but I think Paulie is, yes, but he didn't discuss it with me. There's a great long list. I can't remember them all. I did remember McKinney because so many people brought him up.
About General Mark Clark, he's a soldier. He's under command. How is it that he can elect to say, I don't want to take this job unless I can have it my way?
He didn't say that. He's having it my way. He never made any such statement as that at all. Mark Clark's a good soldier. Matter maybe.
Well, sir, excuse me, what I understood was Clark said that he would not give up his military position.
When I talked with General Clark about the matter, I told him he would not have to give up his military status.
That was not his condition.
That was not his condition at all. Had nothing whatever to do with the situation. I would treat him exactly as I treated General Bradley and General Marshall and two or three others who've gone on missions for me.
Mr. President, to go back to another point, you said a moment ago that you thought it was fine that there was bound to be talk about this Clark appointment, and you thought it would be good to go ahead and get this off the chest of the country.
Well, now, Smitty, I think I've commented on that quite enough and made it perfectly plain and clear. I don't care to say anything more about it.
Mr. President, I still have an interest in that this honorable proposal in your Wake Forest speech, you referred to a proposal of that type.
I told you that I would answer that at a later date. I appreciate your persistence, and it's all right.
Mr. President, have we overlooked anything?
I don't believe you have.
Thanks.